We now open up the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline to the Ohio State men's hockey coach, Steve Rolick. Coach, this is an unprecedented time and nothing like we have ever seen before. We obviously appreciate you taking some time out of your day and joining us here on the Buckeye Show. How are you and the family doing during this whole thing?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. You know what? Like you said, pretty crazy time and you know, just kind of surreal, to be honest with you. And now I'm learning how hard it is to be have three kids at home and trying to all teach them and help them with their homework and try to be a good dad. And it's a little different time, that's for sure.
It is, Coach, and, you know, I think everybody is kind of making an adjustment, and whether you're a parent or whether you're just married or whether you live alone, I'm sure that, you know, there is a lot of things that are being adjusted to and you're having to, you know, learn on the fly. And let me just take you back a couple weeks now, Coach, because it's been 14 days since, you know, the Big Ten tournament and all the conference tournaments around college basketball were canceled, and you guys were scheduled to play on Sunday. So a few days later, so you guys were getting ready to take on Michigan Sunday at Nationwide Arena. Like I said, it was Wednesday night when the first domino fell and the NBA postponing their season. Thursday, we saw all the conference tournaments canceled. That was 2 weeks ago today. When all of that was happening and all of these dominoes were falling, did you have a feeling in your stomach that that was going to be it for you guys as well, or were you holding out hope that you could play at Nationwide Arena on Sunday as well?
Well, again, I mean, everything happened so fast. I mean, we went from a huge overtime win to win two games against Wisconsin there to move on in the playoffs, and just that emotion and the feeling we had at practice that week of having a chance to move on, solidify ourselves in a national tournament, and have a chance to continue to try to win a Big Ten playoff championship, to all of a sudden seeing that NBA get canceled that night, I kind of had a feeling this wasn't going in the right direction. And to Thursday, basically being informed not only was the Big Ten being canceled, that the season was being canceled, it was pretty emotional when we had the whole team there and just to walk through that. But once you get through that, you kind of, you know, set your mind on, we just want to make sure everybody's safe. And I think that all of a sudden took precedent over everything.
Of course it did. And we're talking to Steve Rolick, who's the Ohio State men's hockey coach. And, you know, there are things in life, Coach, that I think, you know, we can all prepare for, but especially you and your players out there, is that you can accept the loss. You know, it may be tough at some points when a season comes to an end if you're not holding up the trophy at the end of the year. But we know that only one team can do that going into the year, and we understand that. And that's why part of sports is so great, is because, you know, there is heartbreak and there is failure, but there is tremendous success and tremendous growth along the way. But I mean, when everybody's season is just stopped and it is cut, I mean, how do you even go about preparing yourself to address these guys who have put years into this program and will no longer have that opportunity to play another game?
Well, really, you know, I had about 15 minutes, and you know, when Sean Richard, our associate athletic director, let me know, and we were supposed to go to dinner that night as a team on Thursday, and that got canceled, and basically had all the guys walk in and you know, just poured the emotion out, you know, just on abruptly ending the season and really feeling, you know, for the eight seniors we had, that this was it. And yeah, it was definitely eerie, surreal feeling.
Steve Rolick, the head hockey coach, is with us here on the Buckeye Show. And Coach, I'm wondering, what can the players do right now? Because I was seeing earlier how there was an article out of Boston that the TD Garden was letting the ice melt, and I get it, like the cost to keep it cooled. I would imagine it's the same at Nationwide or the Shot. The article from Bill Rabinowitz on Carson Meyer, your one player, it sounds tough. I feel like hockey players have a challenge that almost every other athlete doesn't have, with just simply trying to practice their sport. So what's going on with them right now?
Well, number one, I mean, you know, you kind of feel like 27 players are your sons. You want to make sure they're safe and where they're at. And we had to get our guys out of the dorms and, You know, we probably got half the team to three quarters of the team at home right now, back at their homes. And then we got some guys in apartments down here. Just being safe, number one, that's first and foremost. But now they're back in school, doing it all online virtually. And, you know, again, as far as any workouts or ice, that's just, you know, that's in the rearview mirror way down the road in the future. Right now, we just got to, you know, kind of take it day to day and take care of our academics, number one. And, you know, for these guys, I just keep, you know, we keep checking in with them every day just to make sure everything's okay.
Sometimes going through the hardest thing, whether it's in your life personally, whether it's professionally in your job, can give you different perspective on things. I'm wondering if you've had time to think about that, if you've learned anything about yourself or as a coach since you've had to go through such a difficult, abrupt ending to a really good season.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, you're always talking to your team about, you know, teaching the game of life. You know, everybody talks about the wins and losses on the rink, all the practices, but at times, you know, there's a lot more that you learn when you're involved with these guys. And this is one of those moments that really starts to test you as a person. And, you know, there's so many unknowns, and there isn't a book where it tells you chapter one, chapter five, chapter seven, just go look it up and you can tell them the exact answers. So again, the leadership, our administration, Gene Smith has been phenomenal, and the communication that they've done to all of us involved in the athletic department has just kind of kept us informed, and that in turn has been able to let me be confident in trying to inform our guys where we're at. And again, it's one big family, and I think that's what kind of separates the Ohio State is the leadership, our athletic department, and that's why you feel a heck of a lot better going through something like this with having those kind of people behind you.
We got Buckeye men's hockey coach Steve Rolick joining us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Coach, one of the guys who is leaving a legacy behind him in Columbus, and one of the guys who I'm sure you're going to miss as a coach. And, you know, I know that Timmy and I are as fans, but Tanner Lozinski's officially signed with the Flyers as he leaves Ohio State and his career behind. I mean, 143 points in 138 games. What do you think his pro career will hold for him, and what has made Tanner so successful on the ice? What's gone into that?
Well, first and foremost, this is work ethic, and I've said this before. You know, most people see him on Friday and Saturday nights and see the success that he has in the games. I get to see him, you know, Monday through Thursday in practices, and I think that's what separates himself from many others, and that's his work ethic, what he brings every day. He trains like a pro every day. And, you know, he made some tough decisions to come back here for the last 2 years to turn down contracts, to get a degree, and have a chance to do something pretty special here. And again, he's been able to do that. We've been able to do that. And, again, he's one of those guys, you know, you feel bad for, because we certainly still had some opportunity at the end of the year this year.
Hey, Coach Rolick, one more thing for you. We are about to update our listeners on our sports movie bracket that we have going on our website, 971thefan.com. And I see, I think Miracle, as soon as it came out, I thought Kurt Russell just literally knocked it out of the park with his look, with his accent, doing the great Herb Brooks. And that thing is still going strong in the Sweet 16. How high up would you rank a movie like Miracle that was a Disney that came out, I think, in 04, 05-ish, whatever that was? Where do you put that one?
I don't know if there's any better. I mean, I had the opportunity to play for Herb Brooks after that 6 years later, and that movie was incredible, and I know a lot of the guys that were in that movie. So I don't know if there's another movie that's better. I'd put it right up on top.
Coach, agreed. We always appreciate you coming on, and we will talk to you again down the road. And what is a fascinating, fascinating story, not only in sports, but in life right now. We immensely appreciate you taking time out of your day to talk to us, okay?
All right, guys. Stay safe.